Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us this great Tuesday evening. Hi, everybody. For those of you who are listening by internet, we're actually doing Facebook Live as well as Instagram Live tonight. So we're live everywhere. And great evening to everybody. So you're going to hear me constantly. Hello, everybody at Instagram land. Hear me constantly speaking to everyone, so no, Aaliyah's not losing her mind tonight because I have a sound mind. I'm just speaking to everybody on Instagram land, Facebook land, and online radio show. So again, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We want to thank our sponsors for supporting us, loving on us, sowing into us. We have Apostle Zoe Leggett, who is the author of The Original Version. I tell y'all, this is not just a book. It is a life-changing manual. So you would buy this book. It's only $20. And you can get an ebook. It's on all of your outlets. But you can get this book, and you need to get your highlighter, get your pen ready, because I'm telling you, it shifts you to understand who you are, the original purpose for your life. So you want to get that book. Again, it's entitled The Original Version by Apostle Andrea Zoe Leggett. And then we have...
Do I get a free copy?
We might be able to hook you up with a discount, but not no free now. And then we have Unique Expression by Design with Angelique Watson. She's with us on live tonight. And she is your person that if you need anything custom done, she did my t-shirt, so I am on Friday and Stripe t-shirt.
T-shirt looks nice.
Thank you. We have pens, cups, mugs, anything that you need customized from your personal branding to your professional branding, she can take care of you. And then we have Afrographics. Afrographics does all of my graphics. They do everything from my photography. You see all the flyers. I get so many compliments on the flyers pictures. The pictures and the flyers are done from Afrographics, and that's Aphrographx. I had to think about it. Aphrographx. All of our sponsors on Facebook, they have business pages on Facebook. Make sure you go out there and support our sponsors. And also, go take a look at all my books on Amazon. You have On Friday and Friday the book, which was birthed prior to the show. That's how it came out. And then we have the children's book, a learning book just for me. Wow. Teaches them English and Spanish with a music CD. Prayers, affirmations, and declarations. And as you're moving forth in this new year with your new mindset, speaking and declaring the things you want to see, then, hey, that book is the one for you. And that's it for all our sponsors for the night. Yes, that's all our sponsors for the night. And I want to, again, thank you for joining us on Friday Inspire. The topic tonight is the company you keep. Yes, you heard me correctly. The company you keep. Now, you know, one of the things that I was asking in, even as I was posting, the company that you're keeping, is the company you're keeping, are they encouraging you or are they draining you? Are they pushing you? Are they lifting you? Or are they pulling you down? But I'm not going to get into that very much. I want to welcome our guest, Mr. Calvin Foster Sr.
Thank you.
Welcome
so
on
much. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much. First, I want to thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome.
I just felt your energy when we did the initial interview, and I was like, you know what? God has already confirmed my spirit that this year is going to be of abundance, that 2019, the floodgates are open.
Yes.
In your prayer life, in your ministry, in your giving, in your finance, in your home, in your relationship, in your jobs. God is just confirming through me, through many sources, my pastors, friends, everyone, that this year is your year to make a power move and to move mightily in the Spirit of God into something new, into something exciting, into something financial, to get a stronger prayer and fasting life. I had so many people just call and contact me and just confirm and confirm again that God is already moving this year. So I ask you to get under the shower of blessing that is coming down and just manifest that in your life. But one thing that really goes into the topic is the company that you keep. And I really had sort of, when you ask me, you know, what do you want to talk about? I was like, well, give me a minute and let me think and let me pray and see what God gives me. And I had one topic in mind. He's like, no, this year you need to be careful about the people that you surround yourself with and that you allow in your space. And so the company that we keep this year and in our lives, period, is very telling of where we're going to go in life.
Mm-hmm.
As children, we learn early in life. We get very wrapped up into who likes us, who sees us, who accepts us, who knows us. And so we get really concerned early in life about friends and wearing the right stuff. And so we seek acceptance, we seek approval, and we seek a whole lot of things from our friends. So we begin life concerned about who we're around, and so the saying is true: birds of a feather they fly together. So that's sort of the topic we're gonna work on tonight. I think we have somebody online chime in already, and so that's sort of where I want to go tonight, as far as a roadmap of the topic of the company that we keep, and so what is telling about starting at the beginning, and the reason I started with children is because that's the first place that we learn to think about and accept and wonder about our friends. And so we go through life, then we get a little bit older, and we sort of still carry it all with us. So that need for acceptance, that need for belonging, that need for people to see us a certain way, to validate us, and so we have to be careful about that. And so many times I see kids now, they're just left to make those decisions by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we give kids now, we give them a phone,
mm-hmm.
we give them an iPad, we give them a computer, we give them a laptop, we give them a set of keys, and we just turn them loose.
Mm-hmm.
And we allow them to figure that out for themselves. And I think it's very important to, as when we have children, to monitor what they are being exposed to, and not only what they're being exposed to, but who they're being exposed to, and for
what
reasons.
That's good.
Because that's going to influence them later on in life.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Then, once we get a little bit older, we have this false conditioning of needing still to belong, to be approved of, to be accepted, to be wanted, to be needed. And so how do we deal with that? And it's okay to want to be accepted, to want to be validated, to feel like you're part of a group. But I tell people all the time that you have to make sure that you want healthy relationships,
mm-hmm.
but that your existence is not based on needing someone else.
All right now.
Needing a group or needing to be validated by someone.
Mm-hmm.
And so many times we look to other people for our happiness. We look to them to do something in us,
mm-hmm.
when in actuality we need to go into relationships. We need to go into the world. We need to go into the workplace already whole.
Say that.
And so, when we can, and so how do you get from this point of being a child that's very seeking, that's needing validation, to this person who needs to be whole as an adult?
Mm-hmm.
And my story is pretty interesting because I could tell early in my life that I was going to be that oddball.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I didn't necessarily have the right shoes on. The right clothes all the time, and I couldn't I grew up on a farm, so just a little bit about my background there. So then I joined the military, but I really didn't have that access to a lot of those groups. Mm-hmm. So I knew early that I was gonna be, and it sort of bothered me at first as a kid. But what I didn't realize was God was pulling me out and setting me up, sanctifying me. Mm-hmm. And what I felt was painful being different, He was actually moving me into another place and in a different direction for another purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to be okay with being different. We have to be okay with our need to be a part of a group.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be okay with just existing by ourselves for time. And so that has to be a part of our makeup.
Okay. You know, and that's key, because I hear so many women that are going through those transitions of needing that validation and all of these things because of some things that happened in their childhood. So now you have this 30-year-old woman or 25-year-old woman operating from that hurt little girl that was never healed.
Or older,
yeah. A 50-year-old woman operating from that hurt little girl.
Right.
And so you hear that with the women all the time. I hear that from women. Mm-hmm. And I've heard it from some men, but you don't hear it from the men as often.
Right. And it's because it goes counteractive to what we're conditioned to believe about ourselves, that we are strong and we really are macho, whenever a lot of men, especially a lot of black men, will actually hurt inside, and it's sort of considered weak in our culture to be that open and vulnerable and to reach out to someone else for help or to look needy, but in actuality, that hurt sometimes, and that feeling carries into our adulthood, and we just never deal with it because, one, we can't identify.
Uh-huh.
We don't know what its origins are. We don't know where it came from. So me in a psychology background, most of the time we look at different fears and anxieties and people, we can usually trace that back to some type of childhood event. So that's where we start. We have to look at that to really understand where people are coming from, is to get to know them and know their stories first before we make those
Amen. If you're on Facebook Live, I've had a couple of people saying they can't hardly hear. So you saw me adjusting.
Right.
I have the volume now. Can you hear us? Say yes. Or if you're still having problems hearing us, let us know. Instagram Live, you had anybody say they can't hear either? They're okay? They can't hear? They can or they can't? They can't. All right. The volume control will be... You found it? I think it's gonna be on. Give us just a moment. We're trying to make sure you guys can hear us because I know that the online radio can hear us. But Facebook Live was saying they can't hear us. And then Instagram Live, they're good now? Okay, Instagram Live is great. Facebook Live, someone let us know if y'all can hear us. Can you hear us?
There's a new camera right there.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
No sound. Really? Wow. Hold on. All right. Instagram Live can hear us, though?
I have a new question.
Okay. That is the sound. Right there. And I'll put it on high. Time to go. All right. Give us a second, Facebook Live. We're still here with you guys. So,
you can't hear.
All right. So Facebook Live, we're going to end the session and come back in. And hopefully they're clear. So join us, rejoin us. Don't forget about us. Rejoin us. So we're going to come out and try to go back in. Now, that does not work. We're going to use a different methodology. We got too many electronics in here for it to not cooperate. Yes. All right. So bear with us, guys. So, you know, you already know when you see stuff like this what that's all about. You know what I'm saying? Right. Every time that I have technical difficulties, and it is like to this magnitude, usually somebody's getting some healing. Somebody's getting some help.
Right.
And so there ain't nobody mad but the enemy. And guess what? That person's still going to get what they need because they ain't missing nothing. They ain't lacking nothing. They're healed at home. And everything concerning them. What in the world? Hey, man. So like you said, the men were conditioned to be this strong, hard he-man, you know?
Right, right, right. Macho way.
Yes. Instagram, bear with us while we try to get back on Facebook Live. All right.
This one? Yeah.
All right, Facebook Live, we are back. Instagram Live, thank you so much for your patience as we reconnect and trying to get all these platforms working. We are online with, if you're dialing in at 929-477-2178, we're still live over there. If you're listening by radio, also, Facebook Live, we are back. Can you hear us? Can y'all hear us? We are testing. Can you hear us on Facebook Live? Can you hear me? I feel like one of those commercials. You remember that when the people were having...
Yeah.
Yeah, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can y'all hear us? I need a reply so we'll know that you're working. So we're trying to do Facebook Live as well as Instagram Live to make sure that our platforms are covered. Y'all still can't hear us? Okay. All right. So... Plan two. Yes. Huh? You strong? You got a good, what you call it, battery life? No, ma'am, that ain't gonna work. All right, y'all bear with us since y'all can't hear us. Give me just a second. Oh, I already told you what that's all about, honey. All right, so we are going with plan B.
The audio.
Let me see it. All right. What's happening? Instagram lost? The connection going in and out. All right, we're gonna shoot Instagram Live, and we're gonna go with Facebook Live, because all my people really that comment and give me feedback. For some reason, so many other people tell me, oh, I get so much feedback on Instagram Live. I get Facebook Live more people communicate. So. That's what I understand it. Hey guys, we're back. What happened? We found it. All right, let's try. So guys, we are trying to work out the kinks from because we see y'all. Y'all can see us. Well, y'all can see us, but you couldn't hear us. So we are trying to work out the Facebook Live. Issues with the sound. So bear with me just a moment. I'm going to try it again over there. Now this one doesn't want to end. Gotta love it. Can you hear me, Montini? Can you hear me? Let's see here. Can I do two lives at one time?
No.
Okay.
That's the mission for real.
I'm trying to.
Thank you,
guys, we're trying to work out the sound issues. Give me just a moment. This thing says the live has to be at least 4 seconds. We done been on live 4 seconds.
Where's your mic at, though?
The microphone is inbuilt to the laptop. Let's see. Okay. Let's go ahead. I'm going to go with my phone. I'm not going to worry about that because I don't want to take the chance of them still not hearing us.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to go with my phone. Got to learn how to use my new equipment. They actually have a gym next door, and they were completely quiet when we came in here.
Oh, they're on the other side.
Yes, they're over there.
Mm-hmm.
They were. All right.
Well, y'all own the shit.
This week.
Okay.
Okay. So, guys. I think. Hello. Because I didn't want to hit them. Okay. There we go. So we are back live on Facebook Live, Instagram Live. We had to go ahead and cut it because we were having some technical difficulties. It's all good. But back on our topic, the company you keep, and thank you guys for your patience as you bear with us. And thank you for your patience.
Hey,
so,
somebody's getting a blessing out of this.
Amen. And we already know, like I said, we already know what we're dealing with when you're coming up against those type of issues. You already ought to know what it is. And you have to be that person that say, you know what? In your authority, you speak forth, you can declare, and you don't stop, you keep pushing because somebody is needing to hear what has to be said. So you go ahead and do whatever it takes to get the job done. Right?
Right.
Okay. All right. So.
I usually say something good is happening and don't have to have a chance to block it.
Well, he got it. He can try. But it ain't on, you know. As they say, the weapon may form, but it shall not prosper. It's already been killed. It's already been annihilated, you know, in Jesus' name. So we are back in full force, guys. The topic is the company you keep. And we were talking about the things that are keeping people hostage within themselves. They're being held hostage.
Right. And so we sort of hit on a little bit about as children, we sort of go into this world sort of concerned about who likes us, who doesn't like us, and who accepts us and who doesn't, and we seek validation from friends, and that becomes really important. We get concerned at a very young age, and so we grow into young adults with this false conditioning that we have to be accepted and understood and validated by other people and belong to these groups and dress and look and appear a certain way, and that's a lot of pressure.
Yes.
But I also understood early in my life that I wasn't going to fit into that group,
mm-hmm.
and that, you know what, I might as well just be different.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have the things that a lot of the kids had going up on a farm, and so I had to just get okay with being different. But I also understood early in my life, I got saved at 14,
mm-hmm.
that God was shifting me to a whole other place,
mm-hmm.
to do a whole other thing, and it got this, and it had nothing to do with the group.
Okay.
And so I was actually being anointed and consecrated and set aside for a whole totally different purpose,
mm-hmm.
to walk in. And so I felt like Abraham, when God told him to leave Ur and Chaldees, you got to go to a different place because I can't do nothing with you.
Right here.
Thank you for the posture right now, God. I'm speaking. I can't do that with you right where you are.
Mm-hmm.
I need to move you and take you to another place.
Mm-hmm.
And as Jesus said, the prophet is not without honor except in his own country.
Right.
Sometimes God has to move us to another place so that he can work a work in us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's key in this whole going into the world.
Right.
And I had a friend ask me, because I like to hunt and chase animals, and I may spend a whole day sitting in a tree. Wait on a deer to walk by. I may climb up in that tree when it's dark, and I may come down for an hour around lunch. I go back like an hour later, and I stay till it's dark.
That's a hunter.
And so my friend asked me, well, how can you stay in that tree that long and sit still when nobody can talk to you? And that's very telling qualities that we don't have a lot of people today.
Sure.
And it's that I'm okay with myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm whole by myself. I don't need people that much.
Mm-hmm.
I want healthy relationships. I'm fiancé. And all of that. And I have a healthy church. I have good friends. I have a healthy group of guys that I hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I understand how essential it is for me to be able to go and do my own thing and to be okay with silence,
mm-hmm.
to be okay with just being alone at times, and to actually seek that, to reset myself and to rest myself. And, mm-hmm. you know, but so many people, you find, I need somebody. I'm looking for a relationship. I got to have somebody. And their happiness, their joy, and everything that happens to them is based on someone coming in and creating that for them when they should carry that within themselves.
Yes.
Because when you go into a relationship needing, you don't have anything to give.
True.
If you need everything, you don't have anything to give.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be whole going into things.
Mm-hmm.
And so the company that we keep, we have to also make sure first that we're good company.
All right.
So
mm-hmm.
if we're not good company and we're not okay with ourselves, the only thing we can ever do to another person is cool them down, because we're awake and not an energizer. When you come in needing, you're awake, because all you do is transfer those needs, wants, anxieties, fears onto someone else.
Wow.
And so we have to seek validation within ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and be okay with us first, and then go out so that we can enrich them,
mm-hmm.
versus draining them.
Wow, that's good.
Yep.
Enriching versus draining.
Right.
Well, that's good. Because when you're that person that's not whole, you're not healed, you're not healthy, and you really are, you just don't know it yet, because you've created to be that. Our Father didn't create anything less than himself. But because you don't know, you're operating from that place of the unknown. You know, just like you were saying,
and
the Lord
said,
we
don't know, call fear.
Yes. And you were saying the Lord was going to take them from that familiar. So he's moving you to the unfamiliar. But again, you got to be whole within yourself,
mm-hmm.
before you go connect somebody else and have them on there.
Right.
You know?
And it's important. So once you become whole and healthy, you can actually become unhealthy. And so we have to make sure that the people we align ourselves with,
mm-hmm.
that we're headed in the same direction.
Amen.
And so the scripture says, how can two be walk together unless they agree?
Right.
You can't be unequally yoked with somebody in a relationship, in a job, in a friendship, in any kind of other relationship, unless you're headed to the same place.
Right.
So in the world of psychology, we call that you're facing south on a northbound train. And so what that really means is the mindset, the values,
mm-hmm.
and the energy,
mm-hmm.
of you and that person is not right.
Okay.
And so what you're in is a situation where you don't agree. So, again, we take it back down to the sense of this person enrich you. Are they encouraging to you?
Okay.
Do they hear your dreams and squawking?
Mm-hmm.
Or do they say, okay, well, I like that. That's good. Go ahead and try it, but add X, Y, and Z. It's okay not to totally agree with the thing,
right?
But we have to make sure that we are around people that do us some good.
Right. Right.
And so early in life, and I came out of my little small town of Millen, Georgia, I saw people that I knew were very intelligent, and I went away for 20 years going to the Marine Corps and came back, and they were different. And it's like almost they had dumbed themselves down.
Okay.
And it was a company, the same old crews that we hung out with,
mm-hmm.
they were still there doing the same thing.
I can relate.
So you have to have someone, I always say, if you're the smartest person in your group, you're the wrong group.
You need to look
at
yourself.
You got to upgrade. You need to upgrade. If you're the smartest person in your group,
right?
You need to upgrade.
Right.
And so when I started learning about the world of finance and just some of the ways I thought about money and things like that, I have another piece of that is, who are your mentors?
Okay, that's good.
Who are your mentors? So the guy that does my investment, he's multi-millionaire.
Okay.
He's coming, he's writing a check for $50 million. But I couldn't get there or even start heading that way. I don't have $1 million yet.
Right.
I'm on the way though.
Right.
But I couldn't even start aligning myself, opening my mind to think like that if I had stayed around my original group. They're still playing cards, you know, on the old refrigerator back home, trying to take each other's money. But I have to align myself with people who can take me higher. I had to go above it. So who are your mentors? Do you have a mentor? You have a goal. But so many times, especially for us as Black people, we're trailblazers. We're the first person to go down a certain road.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would just reach out to other people who have done that, we don't have to be the first doctor. You know, somebody else has done what you want to do.
Right.
So align yourself with people who have already done what you want to do and already been where you want to be. If your goal is financial success, don't hang around somebody who's getting paid their own. You know what I'm saying? So align yourself with people who are where you want to go.
Right. Exactly. A lot of times you see people like they have made it big or they have gotten into a place of being comfortable. And they still hang out with the old cousins, I'm not even gonna say cousins, the old high school friends. Those high school friends still did the same old. They had the card games and they're looking for the next party and they're looking for the next this and that, the other. But that's not who you are. And so many people try to dummy down to fit in that mold that you were never created to fit in. So the Lord didn't call you to a place of mediocrity, He called you to a place of superiority. You know what I'm saying? Right. And so you're trying to be down here on this level when He said, no, I need you to rise above.
Right.
I need you to ascend.
Right.
And so, yes. So where are you?
Well, I think that you have to ask yourself, I had a very narrow view just because of my upbringing in the Deep South.
Okay.
And to be naturally cautious of people, sort of racist, stereotypical, be afraid of white people, this is something to you. And, you know, some of my best mentors now are people of different colors, different nationalities, different origins. And now that I've traveled to almost every continent on the world, I see how narrow I was. So I'm saying all of that to say, reach out to somebody who's different.
Right.
Appreciate diversity and appreciate differences in other people, and so your scope won't be so narrow as far as your view of the world. Even I have friends from Africa, I have friends from Australia, I have friends that are in Egypt right now. I have one of my neighbors who lives in Abu Dhabi right now, who's teaching abroad. And so what I'm saying is, to be open. To embrace and to see other things out of other people so that you can get a broader perspective.
Right, right. And so with this topic of the company you keep, it is imperative that you understand that the company you keep can have a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Well, it's influence in a short word.
Yeah,
but
a lot of influence.
I guess
a lot of impact.
Impact, because yeah. They're either going to help you progress or procrastinate.
Yes.
Right. So
progress,
they're
going to
help you progress or procrastinate. And so one of the things I remember talking about when I retired from the military is I asked people, what is a friend?
Hmm.
What is a friend? What would you say a friend is?
Mm-hmm.
And so many times that word friend, we get it so confused and so wrong so often.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we go to church together don't make you my friend.
No.
Just because we work together don't make you my friend.
Right.
Because we family that same last name, you're not my friend.
Right.
Because we served in the military, worked in the same building, we went to the same school, we hung out in high school. And now I'm getting ready to be 45 years old. You're not necessarily my friend. And so we have to be very careful of what we call a friend. And not only that, to constantly evaluate our connection with people.
Mm.
I will say this to the day I die. There are very few people who start with you on your journey that should be there to the end.
Wow, that's good.
So
that is good.
Look at how many people are around you, because people come into our lives mainly for season.
Mm-hmm.
They serve a purpose and they move on.
True.
And when people outlast their season in your life, that's when things get toxic.
Ooh.
They start to erode and it starts to send you backwards instead of forward. Your values change. So think about that. Who's the person in your life that should be there that long?
Wow.
You progress, you grow, you graduate, you marry, you move on. So if I'm your best friend and me and you were best friends in school, now you're married to someone, now I'm still trying to be your best friend, guess who's not going to like that? Your other half. So we have to also watch. Things have to shift. You might have been a good friend of mine before, but now I'm married.
Right.
This is my other half, and you can't be my best friend anymore.
Mm-hmm.
She has to be greater.
Right.
So you have to refine your place.
Right.
And step down,
mm-hmm.
or move out.
Right.
And what I can't let you do is call friction.
Exactly.
And so we have to constantly be reassessing,
mm-hmm.
reevaluating,
mm-hmm.
and redefining this thing we call friends.
True.
Because sometimes we have people around us, well, that's my friend. Well, no, they ain't there. And then a lot of times they're your friend because you're putting the work to be the friend. You're the one going through the changes.
Did y'all hear that Facebook and Radio Land?
You're the one going through the changes, and a friendship only lasts as long as you do.
As long as you do.
Because once your purpose is served in their life, they go on.
Keep it moving.
And so. and we allow relationships to exist,
mm-hmm.
out of fear and anxiety,
mm-hmm.
and a need we grew up with as a child to have someone around to validate us, to tell us that we're okay, mm-hmm. and that fear of being alone.
You know what? And I think sometimes, as well as the point of you've been with that person so long as a friend, that
mm-hmm.
especially if y'all grew up like in kindergarten all the
right,
way up,
right.
it becomes a place of you feel like. There's it's almost like you have to, a necessity, like a burden of that you have to do this. Or
mm-hmm.
you know, and then.
It's a loyalty thing. Yeah. It's
a loyalty
thing. It's right.
No. There are some relationships that many have outgrown,
mm-hmm.
and there are some people that are watching us right now, and they know.
Somebody's not going on a relationship.
They know it's
outgrown. And you need to shift and go on and be greater than where you're at.
Yeah.
And sometimes, as you grow and increase, your circle will decrease.
Mm-hmm.
And you just need to let that be and be okay with that. I'm speaking to somebody right now. Somebody needs to drop some weight, and it's in the form of a person. So there's somebody on your plane that needs to get a parachute and jump off. Now, they don't. When people say past their good, they don't help anymore. They sabotage.
Woo!
we know right now that there's no good for us, but not even relationship wise, even coworkers that we're calling friends, that we just need to distance ourselves from.
Wow.
So it even happens in the church. I mean, just because we're sitting here working together, we need to be friendly, we need to be communicable, we need to have a spirit of the Lord in us, we need to fulfill this sanctuary.
Right.
However, we understand that in the church we deal with the same issues that we do out the street. So again, you have to be in a position where you're not allowing someone's negative energy to infiltrate your space because it will shift you.
Mm-hmm.
In the world of psychology, they always have your attitude affects my behavior.
Mm-hmm.
If I come in here depressed, upset all the time, if you're happy, guess what? You're eventually going to feed off me long enough, and it's going to affect your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And then your behavior affects somebody's attitude, and it just goes around and around. So we have to be careful of who we let in our space. This person is always mad, grumpy, the person who always wants to call us depressed, and I've got a woe is me story every night. So we have to be very careful.
You're smiling my teacher last week. Okay.
Have to be very careful of who we allow into our space.
Yes.
And the energy that they bring with them. If they're not helping them get to the bag, they need to shift.
Take a back seat.
Take no seat. They're going to drop you off.
Let me drop out at the next bus stop.
Right.
Drop you off at the next bus stop.
Right.
So, guys, I tell you, I'm loving this topic, the company you keep. The company you keep, are they helping you progress? Are they causing you to digress? That's the word.
Digress.
Are you progressing or are you digressing? If the company that you're keeping is not either pushing you forward, then you all are kind of walking forward together. If they're not pushing you, you're walking together. But if you're going backwards, baby, you need to shovel some time.
Or
there needs to be.
Woo!
All right, are they dead weight? We don't have time for dead weight. This is a new year. And even in week number one, the Lord said that the topic was going to be new year, new mindset. So in that new mindset, be honest with yourself. Are you carrying this load? And you're like, oh, I got faith problems. I have mine, which you're not supposed to be even carrying your own.
Right.
Then you have their debt because they're always in your pocket.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And so many times people get it twisted. You think about, this is a friendship.
Right.
The friend, but even in a friendship, a friendship weight. If I'm always giving to you, then guess what? If you're not giving back to me, that's not equally in a friendship.
Even
this can't be my best friend, and he's draining me.
Right.
That's not a best friend. Right. He should bring out the best in me as my best friend.
We listen to your problem all day, and I say something, we don't do the next
they got to go. They have to. They get off the phone or whatever.
Right.
And so, it has to be an even thing. I remember talking about a young lady, you are constantly getting. I've always had some anointing on me that when people would just talk to me, I'd be at a gas station. I would be at a gas station and people would just wake up, open up, and start talking to me.
Right.
And so in this situation, the lady was saying, my friend is so draining that by the time I get off the phone with her, my husband could tell the difference. He could tell that, I'm no longer in a good place. I'm this, and I'm like, and she your best friend?
Wow.
And so, you got to look at those things. And many times, people don't want to be honest with themselves.
Right.
But she's been my best friend since we were 10 and now I'm 50. Guess what? That thing for the bingo. If that was all you were getting, it was someone bringing you down. Think about how far you could be if you hadn't dropped them off at the last bus stop. Long time.
And genuinely, I think you have to evaluate people from time to time and make sure. And the one test I use, a good friend of mine flew me out to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And I call him a friend because friends are people who like to see you win. They like to see you win.
Mm-hmm.
And not only do they like to see you win, but they set you up for the win.
I like that. They not only like to see you win, but they set you up for the win.
With nothing in return for them.
Wow.
And so we feed off each other like that. Not only do I want to see you win, but I set you up for the win. And I do
what
it constantly. Not with no strings attached. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a good meeting with Fred also.
Can you post that? Somebody put that in the chat. A good friend not only calls you a friend, they see you.
Not only do they want you to win, they set you up for the win.
They not only want you to win, but they set you up for the win. That'll preach. You hear me? That will preach.
And the last thing, one of the things you talked about, I don't know how much time we got left, but one of the things you talked about was the scenario where you said a person can see your energy shift.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things we also have to be careful of is our connection to the soil.
Okay.
Is our, you know, the company we keep has to also have God in it.
Yes.
And so we can talk. And what I do now, instead of grabbing my phone, seeing who texted me while I was asleep, seeing who posted something really cool last night, seeing who put something on Instagram, I will start out with a prayer. I start with a prayer. Then I get my morning motivational, devotional in. It may be Joyce Meyer, it may be my bishop, and it may be anybody who's got a strong word of God for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way we start our day, it says a lot about how that day is going to progress. You got to set the tone early. So the company we keep also has got to be led by God. So introduce him into the mix.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning of the day,
mm-hmm.
because you don't know what you're going to face that day.
Say that.
And so I try to make sure that my spirit is still, and I go out and do what I know it myself, concentrate myself,
right.
And make sure that's a big piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for the spiritual aspect, but for my emotional stability.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, as I said on the outset of this talk was, that God has already said that everything is open this year.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a year of harvest.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a year of abundance.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a year to try new things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got to have people asking, well, you're lucky. No, I don't believe in luck.
I don't either.
And so you've done so well, and you own a couple of houses, and you're doing this, and you're doing that, and you're looking good, and you're money's coming. How is that happening? And I tell people, you have to stay tied into or get tied into.
Okay.
And so those blessings only come when you understand and you can relate to and you're connected to the source. I mean, you can go out and work and do things on your own strength,
mm-hmm.
but that's what you're doing.
Okay.
We're limited.
Mm-hmm.
God says, I am unlimited. Right. I am the source.
Right.
You can do a little bit on your own,
mm-hmm.
but with God in the mix, you can do so much more.
Right.
And I found out that by tying into, and one of the ways I tie into is by tithing,
mm-hmm.
by giving, by offering. And I tell people all the time, you're only blessed for one reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's to be a blessing to somebody else.
That's true. That's true.
And so when you get that into your spirit, that you are here to, that this calling, your anointing, your health, your strength, your blessing, your finances, that is not for you.
Right.
It's a ministry, and you're only blessed for one reason. If you don't hear anything else I say tonight, it's that. You're only blessed for one reason, and that's to go be a blessing to somebody else.
It's true.
And so I feel like most of what I'm gaining in life is not me.
Mm-hmm.
It's me being obedient and tied into the covenant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you said something that you were speaking into the people's hearing, whether they were listening online through the radio, through the internet, or watching Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about the abundance and the blessings that the Lord had said was coming forth for 2019.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you what the Lord said to me in a reception prayer this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He said there's been an overturning.
Yes.
He said, and the things that look to be unfavorable or unattainable has become favorable for you. Mm-hmm. So it's now working on your behalf. So not only are you going to obtain the blessings, mm-hmm. he said the things that looked like they weren't going to be have now become and have turned into your favor. Mm-hmm. So you got to make sure that you're aligning yourself and you're connecting with the people who are going to move forth in that place of where he's calling you to. Because, you know, we're not saying go drop your family members off, your friends off. No, that's not what we're saying. What we're saying is there needs to be a little distance in between there so that you can connect with the people that's going to allow you to help you win.
Mm-hmm.
Like he said, they're going to help you win or they're going to set you up for the win. I love that. That right there. Y'all need to post that. Y'all need to repost that. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are so many unhealthy relationships, and I'm not even talking about a husband-wife relationship. I'm talking about what we call friendships. There
right.
are so many people that have tagged something as a friend when they're just associates.
Right. Right.
You know?
Right. So, we work together. We're close to each other. We sat beside each other. But we sat beside each other. We work the same office. We got cute. You know, so we have to be very careful of what we call as friends. Because friendships last past the duration of the task.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And so once we finish what I'm saying, task is, if we're friends, that thing goes on.
Say that again.
Right.
Can somebody post that?
Right.
Say that again.
Because when we're really friends, it lasts beyond the task. So we may have been in similar proximity.
Mm-hmm.
By virtue of where we sit,
mm-hmm.
by virtue of going to school together, by virtue of being in the military together.
Right.
I had no choice but to be in the same proximity with you, but that don't make you a friend.
Right.
So friendships go well above and beyond that. That person who called me, hey, just to check on me, mm-hmm. doesn't have anything, doesn't have a motive, didn't have anything.
Right.
I just called to check on you, see if you are. I still have people in my life from 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
you know, being stationed in Japan,
mm-hmm.
20 years ago, they still call and check on me, you know,
mm-hmm.
from time to time. And we can not speak for 7-8 months,
mm-hmm.
pick that thing back up, and a year later, and it's just like we just talked yesterday.
Yes.
And so those are what I call true, endearing, and lasting friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Not, hey, I worked with this guy at Ford Motors, and he was my friend. No, he wasn't. He was the guy that worked with you at Ford Motors. And so we have to be careful to really assess a relationship because you're right. There's a lot of things out there where we see it later. But, you know, the crazy thing about it, somebody has usually when we're in a situation like that, God has sent somebody to tell us that,
mm-hmm.
and we just didn't want to hear it.
So true. So true.
That person's not really your friend.
But look, not only that, you see the lights. You see the flashing lights. You see the ambulance sirens. You see and hear the sirens going off. And yet you're like, but that's my friend.
Right.
Or and even in a healthy relationship. But that's, I love him.
Right.
I love her. What love got to do with it? That ain't healthy.
Right.
It ain't healthy. It's toxic.
And I like it because one of my friends is also my mentor.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little upset with him probably about a month ago because he said I wasn't giving enough. And so he's also my financial planner. We go hunting together. You know, I go down south, I stay in his house, whatever. But he said I wasn't giving enough.
Okay.
To what my financial goals. He's like, you can do better than that.
Okay.
Wait, well, wait a minute, man. You don't need to count my money.
But that's what he paid to
but
do.
But you know what he was doing? He was pulling me up out of that comfortable place.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to have friends that push us.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm so much focused on my fat to go, but I had just kept giving X amount. And he's like, no, you can do better than that.
Right.
I see what you're doing. I see the life you're living. You can do better than that towards your fat to go, and you will.
Right.
I got a little upset about
it.
I called him. He's trying to count my
money.
But that's
a true friend.
That's a friend.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to let you, they're going to push.
Right.
And so
right.
That's kicking the platoon when he needs to pass, he's going to give it. right. don't let me be average.
Right.
Who don't let me be ordinary. Mm-hmm. Who don't allow me to sit still and just spin my wheel for years at a time. They push, and they push. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the place where it's unbearable, but they are constantly tugging to make sure that you're on the upswing mm-hmm. versus just sitting there.
Mm-hmm. So I hear this, and I kind of see this. If someone could post, complacency and mediocrity is not your portion
right.
because so many people get stuck in that place.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's time to come up. So like his friend, now that didn't feel good to him. But at the same time, he was like, you know, when I look back at this, he's trying to help me. He's already where I want to be. So why
he's
not?
The goal. He's the goal. Yeah.
The man making millions, he can write you a $50 million check right now.
Right.
So why not listen to him? Why am I going to get mad at him? So when you had to reevaluate that thing and play it back in your mind, you was like, I'm a dive on. Come on, let me get this together.
Yeah.
You know? And so he's setting you up to win. That's a true friend. That true friend sets you up to win. I love that. Yeah, I'm going to borrow that. But no complacency. No more time for complacency and mediocrity. Not in 2019. Because it's time for us to go above and beyond. I know, you know, one of the people were telling me, Lee, you know, you just have so much discipline when it comes to different things. Like, if I'm on a fast or whatever I'm doing, they're like, you have just so much. But it's like, when you want something so much more than you want life itself,
mm-hmm.
you know, and God puts a hunger and a thirst for him, you're like, God, you know what? However, I need to hear you even more clearly, then we're going to do this.
Right.
You
right.
know? People be like, you gave up meat for how long? They thought I was crazy when I gave up meat for like 3 months.
I love it.
They were like, what?
I've done it, and I was about to eat the floorboards.
And then
I tried to kill God. But you know what, though? And I say this, and I learned that in the morning call, a pro told me, like, he said, discipline is your best friend.
It is.
Discipline is one of your best friends. And
okay.
it will get it. I'd rather have a person who is committed versus any day.
That's true, because that excitement going to die.
Excitement goes and comes. Commitment lasts no matter what day it is, no matter what your mood is. You're going to
mm-hmm.
go into that thing that you committed to.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
check your feelings as you go, because
mm-hmm.
commitment is so much greater than excitement. Because we're feeble people. We were happy 1 minute, sad the next, and overjoyed an hour later and depressed 2 days later. We all over the place. The Bible says, toss to and fro like a reed, you know, unstable. And
mm-hmm.
so commitment and discipline are our best friends in helping us reach those goals. And that's something we have to ingrain in ourselves. And I don't let myself off the hook with that.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm determined to something as simple as cleaning my house today,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm going to start downstairs, work my way upstairs, and just go hard till I get it done. I have a financial goal. I'm going to keep pressing until I get there. So many times we let ourselves off the hook.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have a goal. We want to reach it. But, you know, a month after trying, we let ourselves off the hook. So we have to instill that in ourselves on the way to our goal, that we have to be very, very disciplined.
Right. So what we're going to do is, because, you know, the power and authority that we operate in, we can go ahead and declare things for them, you know,
right.
and help them out.
Right. Right.
So instead of the inconsistencies, we're going to speak forth and declare for them
mm-hmm.
that they're stable, that they're consistent,
mm-hmm.
that they're, what is another thing you said that they were not doing? We're getting ready to declare that they were.
That you are okay alone at times.
Okay.
You're okay in company. I declare that you are, the one thing I want to declare is that you are whole.
Mm-hmm.
You are whole already right now, and you are free from any yoke placed on you by another person. So that you can move forward, whether the train is pulling out of the station, and you're driving it. If you're driving it, you're not a passenger. And that way you can go anywhere you want to go and not be in a seat, you know, being led around. So I declare that you are whole right now.
Mm-hmm.
That your destiny is not tied to anyone but the source, which is God.
Mm-hmm.
And so once we get that into our psyche, into our spirit, into our mind, we can go and we can move in that.
Mm-hmm. And along with that, I declare and decree that every unhealthy soul tie has been severed
mm-hmm.
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Every unhealthy soul tie, anything that was holding you bound, holding you hostage. I remember the Lord told me one time, he said, you're no longer held hostage to your past. So,
oh, wow.
I said, whoo, Jesus, that's big right there. You're no longer held hostage to your past because you can hold yourself hostage.
Oh, man, but that's what the enemy does. He's a brother. So, and that is so powerful because guilt is an anchor. And so, and you know, we have to, one, understand what the scriptures say about yesterday
mm-hmm.
and what the scriptures say about forgiveness. God take that thing and throw in the field of forgiveness and mm-hmm. he's done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to forgive ourselves, and we also have to be mindful of people who want to remind us of yesterday.
You better say that.
And so in that scrubbing of the list of the friends,
mm-hmm.
those folks who weren't living yesterday,
mm-hmm.
that made me drop the folks off. And so I want people around me to speak life into me.
Yes.
I want people around me that are encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
People that have the same values, that are headed in the same direction. I want people who are upbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can't be upbeat all the time. Now, sometimes you got to pull me, you got to get me off the cliff. It's okay. Understand, you got to talk me down off the roof sometimes. Okay, but I want people who are generally have my best interest at heart
mm-hmm.
and who mean me well and want to see me do good
mm-hmm.
and are constantly speaking life. What the Bible says that life and death are in the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have people who are going to speak, prophesy, declare, and decree over you those things that make you and lead you into the abundance, because what we, and that's really the secret to this whole thing. What you receive
mm-hmm.
into your spirit, what you believe, what you manifest from your mouth or speak, and then walk in, is what comes to pass.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make sure that as we do that, we have those people who encourage that type of ambition in us.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So we're going to open up the lines for a quick question or two or a comment. If anything has been that he said or I said or in the discussion has had a comment that really come to your heart or your mind, we're going to open up the phone lines at 929-477-21. Now, I know a lot of you all are watching through Facebook Live or you're listening through Blog Talk Radio online, but if you want to participate in the conversation, you got to dial in. I know a lot of y'all don't dial the phone these days, but however, if you want to participate in the conversation, that's what we need you to do. That's 929-477-2178. Press option 1. We will bring you live. You can ask a question, make a comment. We're going to do this quickly because we don't want to keep him too much longer. So 929-477-2178. If you have a question, comment, whatever, if you want to talk, say something that the Lord placed on your heart about tonight, the company you keep is the topic. And I tell you, it's been a true blessing, and we thank God for you sharing with us tonight and your openness and willingness to share your gifts. 929-477-2178. Now, listen, don't send me chats later saying, Lee, you know I should have said or whatever. No, share now, because there's someone that needs to hear what it is that you have to say, because I promise you, you're not the only one thinking it. You're just the only one that's willing to say it. Be that only one that's willing to say it. I had a guy dive in one time, and he was like, you know, sister, I just want to say da da da. And I had several people chiming in. Oh, my God, I wanted to say it. Oh, my God, I was feeling that.
Right.
So I'm telling you, you are not the only one. Whatever it is that's on your heart, you want to comment, whatever. If you're listening by internet, you're going to have to dial in 929-477-2178. Press number 1. We'll bring you live with us. And you don't have to, if you don't want to say a name, you don't have to say your name. You can be anonymous. I won't say your name, and you don't have to say your name. But I tell you, it's been such a blessing to be able to be free and understand that there's no condemnation in God. So there's no condemnation. He's not condemning you. And now it's time for you to forgive yourself.
Right. And that's a big part of going forward, that we have, that we are mentally unencumbered or not weighed down. The Bible says, you know, those things are so easy to set up, those things that cause us to be discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that has to do with fixing your mind. That's why I try to fix my mind. You know, bottom line, get your mind right.
Yep.
Early in the day so that you can go forth and walk in what you say you want to have.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, what are some final things? Because they're not down in, so guys, we gave you a little time to dial in. What are some final things that you want to say tonight to the listeners, whether they're listening to Facebook Live, they're listening on the radio, or they're going to be listening to the recording, the playback?
The one thing I would two things. One is I found out that I really can't do this by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to sound, you know, very Captain Obvious here, but getting my stronger connection to God and the Source.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even talking about being so much churchy right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody in church.
It's really about having that personal relationship, that intimacy with mm-hmm. God. Because mm-hmm. a lot of times I find myself, like I just came back from Colorado. I got to see the San Juan Mountains to my south, the giant LaSalle Mountains over Utah, which were a couple of miles away to my north. And it just amazed me. And God really, really worked on me mm-hmm. on that mountain, because I could sit out there by myself at times and I couldn't hear anything. I was up at 10,000 feet, so there's really not even birds up there. They're that high. So when you're sitting there, it is perfectly still. And imagine you're in a place where the sun is shining, the trees are there, but you don't hear one single thing. And when I tell you, God was just pumping his word down into me, and he and I were having such a strong exchange,
mm-hmm.
and at times it would make my eyes well up when the spirit would hit me just sitting there,
mm-hmm.
because it was such a strong connection at that place.
Mm-hmm.
When I sit still and just let God talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so stay connected to your Source.
Yes.
And then secondly, I would say, be great, go somewhere great, doing something great with someone you've never been great with before.
Mm.
Go out and explore.
Okay.
Venture out, do something different. And I find that a lot of my growth is coming from that willingness to explore. Now, I also have to have a little bit different. I don't do trying everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean go try new drugs, but go try new things. Try a new dish. Try a new food. Go to a different place you've never seen before. And sometimes go alone. But try. Go out. Go forth.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't call us to be procrastinated or stagnant, but he has made this world for us to go out, to live, and to experience. And to me, when he said, I came that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly,
mm-hmm.
that we should not be so mundane and so routine
mm-hmm.
that we don't have time to enjoy ourselves.
Wow.
So I'm making my trip I'm leaving the country twice this year.
Okay.
I'm going to be somewhere everywhere. And the good thing about it, I'm going to carry the word of God with me. So
amen.
Go somewhere different, do something different, mm-hmm. and be somewhere different, doing something great with somebody that's great.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank you for joining us tonight on Fire to Inspire. We praise God for you. And you're welcome back on our platform.
Oh, this is definitely
not
my last.
Amen.
That.
Amen. Well, thank you, Facebook. Thank you, On Fire to Inspire listeners. And we will be back next week. Same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next week's topic and guest, I'll tell you later about that, because you know how the Holy Spirit do. You got to tune in. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're back at the same time. Y'all have a blessed one, and we'll talk to you then.
Amen. Be blessed.
Bye.